do these transnational events for schools from different countries. We do it all around Europe. And we're doing one this time across the border in Northern Ireland and Ireland. So we're bringing schools from both sides of the border together. And we use, you know, we talk about issues, we talk about Europe, we talk about various things that concern them, connected with the European Parliament, with the European Union. So that's what we're doing here. And it's part of a wider program that we do. But this is the first time we've done it here, which is the really interesting part of it. And it gives it a special flavor as well, because we're talking about peace building, the legacy of John Hume. We're in the right place to do that. And yeah, that's the idea.
And what is the aim of doing events like this, not only in Europe, but in Derry over the next couple of days?
Well, the idea is that we help young people from different countries to understand the system they live in, you know, the European Union, what it, you know, what it can do for them, how they sort of fit in relation to it, and how they need to somehow look at things from a cross-border perspective, so that they, you know, they sort of, it opens their eyes, I hope, to a sort of a wider world than they might have when they're back at home. And we bring in to these events, we bring in politicians so that they can actually interact directly with some, you know, quite important people. And that's a great opportunity for them, too, to understand how kind of democracy works. And hopefully it'll, you know, it'll empower them in the future and encourage them to get involved and think a little bit more about political issues, especially when it comes to Europe. I say, in the case of Derry, we have a specific situation, of course, this being, you know, the city of John Hume and the peace process. And, of course, these are all schools from Ireland and Northern Ireland. So, they, you know, there's a specific interest there we're building on. And we're actually doing this event in cooperation with the John and Pat Hume Foundation.
Yes, and the strong emphasis on John and Pat Hume. How important is it still in 2025 to teach younger people about peace and reconciliation?
Well, I mean, look at the world. Right? It's important. It's still, of course, it's still a subject in Ireland and in Northern Ireland. It's important that the peace process continue and be built on, especially after Brexit. But then look at the wider world. We can't take peace for granted anywhere. We can't take democracy for granted anywhere. So we think that it's important that our young people, we do whatever we can to put them in touch with their own sort of democratic possibilities, and that they sort of understand how they can get involved and make a difference themselves in the system in which they live. So that's the idea. And peace, obviously, you know, a few years ago, perhaps elsewhere in Europe, you talked about peace, it sounded like an old sort of outdated subject somehow. That has very much changed everywhere. And I think maybe, and this is something which has already come up in our event, you know, that the rest of Europe has something to learn from what's happened here and how, you know, peace can be achieved even when it seems to be impossible and the divisions seem too deep.
And yeah, you just mentioned there about how you've taken a positive point from day one. If the 3 days are to be successful, will you be looking to host more of these types of events in Northern Ireland or in Ireland, maybe bringing other parts of Europe involving them as well?
Yeah, I mean, why not? I mean, this is the first time we've done it here. It doesn't have to be the last time. I would really very much welcome more events of this sort. Obviously, when we want to get other countries involved, this is quite distant from many of those countries, and the logistics are complicated. We might be taking schools from here or from Ireland into different European countries. We've already done this already, so some of the schools from both sides of the border here have attended events elsewhere in Europe. So we organize, we kind of rotate, we move from place to place. But this is the first one, in fact, that we've done in Ireland, on the island of Ireland at all. So I think we're due another one at least pretty soon.